One diet does not fit all. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Barrington, postdoctoral scientist at the University of California, Los Angeles, explores the role genetics play in determining which diet will work for you.
Historically, dietary recommendations have used a one-size-fits-all approach. The assumption that a diet that promotes health in one person will work equally well for another has been challenged by a growing appreciation that genetic factors can affect the way that we respond to a given stimulus. The objective of our study was to identify the degree to which genetics influence the health effects of diet. Our study investigated the health effects of four popular human diets: a typical American diet, traditional Japanese and Mediterranean diets, and a low-carbohydrate ketogenic diet. The study was performed in mice, which have similar digestive systems and genetics as humans, but allow for precise control of environmental and genetic factors that is not possible in people. Mice were fed diets for 6 months while a wide range of cardiometabolic health parameters were evaluated. While all the mice suffered negative effects of the American diet, the severity of effects varied widely depending on the genetics of the mouse. Some mice had relatively minor effects, like slightly increased body fat, whereas others had metabolic syndrome similar to that observed in severely obese people. We then compared the effects of the American diet to three other alternative diets. While no single alternative diet improved health across all mice, there was at least one diet that improved health in each individual depending on genetic makeup. The results of the study show that genetics profoundly affect how diets influence our health. A diet that is healthy for one individual may not be for another. Precision dietetics, which considers genetic factors and dietary recommendations, may provide better health outcomes than traditional one-size-fits-all dietary advice.
That was William Barrington of the University of California, Los Angeles. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.